Prior to the 1900s, armadillos were hemmed in by large rivers and open prairie grasslands that weren't suitable habitat. Now, all that's changed. Humans have cultivated the kind of woodlands and thickets that armadillos need for cover. Lynn Robbins is a biology professor at Missouri State University.
We're getting a lot more records in central Illinois. We're getting more records up into Nebraska. We found them now moving up into Indiana. I have no records so far in Iowa. I would not be surprised if somebody called and said, yes, they're here.
Robin says warmer winters and lower average snowfall are one hypothesis for the expanding armadillo range. They're also prolific breeders and have no natural predators. For the Environment Report, I'm Adam Allington.